Connect with others in the Awaken Therapist community and join us over on Patreon. When you become a member of the Awaken Therapist community, you'll gain access to the exclusive consultation portion of this episode. Find out more at thespirituallyaligned.com. I'm Harmony Quiker, licensed counselor, author, and visiting instructor at Naropa University, where I teach Gestalt therapy. I created this podcast to support therapists in exploring deeper dimensions in their work with clients. You'll notice that in each episode, my guest therapist stays anonymous. This is to preserve the anonymity of the client they present in our case consultation available on Patreon. In this episode of the Awaken Therapist podcast, I offer a retrospective of the consultations from episodes 6 through 9. I share more about important topics of transpersonal counseling, including spirituality, nonviolence, being directive, working with resonance and polarities, and so much more. I hope you enjoy this episode. The name of this podcast really emerged from what I see as a great need for therapists to be keenly aware of the state of consciousness that we embody as we hold space. And I don't know about you, but in my clinical training, I was never taught that the place that I am identified with as I hold space influences the container that I hold. And what this means is that when a clinician is hyper-identified with their thought-based reality, meaning that a clinician believes that the truth of reality exists in their mind, then therapy is an expression of that state of consciousness where the therapist thinks that they need to be an expert. They've gathered all of this conceptual knowing, all of these therapeutic interventions, all of these diagnostic labels, and that is what is guiding the container. And it's actually a very limiting experience for many clients, and is also a very limiting experience for many therapists, because essentially what happens when we hold on to our conceptual knowledge and overlook the client's own innate wisdom and spirituality as the catalyst for their own healing, we're actually interrupting our client's ability to fully repair internally and return to their true nature, to their most regulated, resourced, awake self. And from this place of hyper-identification, therapists are more likely to fall into the traps of counter-transference, where they personalize what is happening in the therapeutic space, meaning that what the therapist feels as they sit with the client turns into counter-transference and stays in the realm of the personal, as opposed to the experience that the therapist has as they sit with the client being information about what is within this therapeutic container that we're holding for this particular client. And through the lens of the transpersonal, what a therapist feels as we sit with a client is actually intuitive insight into that client. We are the space holder. Everything within that space belongs to the client. When we attach to it and personalize it, it becomes countertransference. But when we hold our experience loosely from awareness-based knowing, as opposed to from conceptual knowledge, thought-based knowing, then the experience that we have can really serve the therapeutic transformation. So holding space from awareness-based knowing calls on us to let go of the concepts that we've learned and open to the transpersonal, where the way that we see our clients is through a crystalline clarity, where our own personality, our own ego isn't skewing or distorting our view of our clients. And along with that crystalline clarity, we open up to intuitive insight. However, we hold that intuitive insight loosely. It's not that we have this intuition about our clients and now we're the expert with the intuition. It's that we have intuitive insight and we offer it as a gift in service of seeing our client even more clearly, in service of seeing what is in the implicit field that we can bring into an explicit awareness so that we can use what is here in service of therapeutic transformation. Much of what I know about transpersonal counseling comes from my study and practice of Gestalt therapy. I also have been teaching Gestalt therapy for several years, and the name of this podcast is also the name of my new textbook, which comes out March 26th, which is called The Awakened Therapist, Spirituality, Consciousness, and Subtle Energy in Gestalt Therapy. The title of this book emerged from what I consider to be a really important paradigm shift that's happening right now in the field of counseling, where spirituality was once a taboo topic because it was confused with religion. And so in my clinical training, I was taught that spirituality could interrupt a client's growth potential, that clients could be put off by spiritual notions. But really, what I was being encouraged to avoid was bringing my own religious ideals into the clinical container, which I fully agree with. I agree that unless a person is trained as a religious counselor, that it doesn't actually have a space in clinical spaces. However, innate spirituality is different from religion. Spirituality is an innate quality of being where a client returns to their health. They return to a sense of well-being and peace within themselves that is an expression of their true nature. And when a client learns to listen to themselves, to listen to their innate wisdom, to listen to their innate spirituality as the guide for their healing, and when they're supported in resolving unfinished business from the past, they are being honored in such a way where they become fully present and engaged in life. And in my estimation, this is really a spiritual experience for a client to return back home to themselves, to return back to the truth of who they are and explore life from this place, as opposed to using habitual patterns from the past. This is truly a return to their true nature. And to be present with a client when this happens is really a sacred moment of full embodiment. It's so beautiful when a client remembers who they really are. So what I love about being a Gestalt therapist is that I honor the wholeness of each client without trying to fix them or change them, without giving them advice or rearranging their inner world or interpreting or analyzing them in any way. I honor the wholeness of who they are. And this includes honoring their hyper-identified self, which includes their personality and their ego and their conditioned patterns. I'm also honoring their body, which includes their posture, their sensations, their breath, their eye movement, their feet movement. I'm also honoring their emotional body. And so welcoming their emotions and honoring their emotions and validating their emotions. And I'm honoring their impulses, like if they want to turn away or if they want to cling and recoil or if they want to get up and move, whatever impulse they have, I'm honoring those. I'm honoring their shadow, which is anything that they've rejected within themselves, any blind spots that they can't see. I'm honoring their subtle energy expression. And subtle energy can actually be measured. So beyond the physical body, the subtle energy body expresses a client's state of being. The subtle energy body expresses their mental body, their emotional body, their heart, so on and so forth. And so when we can attune to the subtle energy body, either through our witness or through a client's own felt experience, we can learn where a client is blocking their own vitality from moving freely. Subtle energy blocks might cause a client distress, but they're really an expression of unresolved, unfinished business, and they hold insight into where a client can unlock their vitality to allow their vital force to move through them freely. And then we're also honoring a client's innate spirituality, their innate wisdom. We're listening to their awareness and to what their soul is wanting and needing in order to heal. So because a client cannot be separated into distinct different parts, meaning we're not looking at them as a fragmented being, they might feel fragmented inside, but as a Gestalt clinician, we're looking at their wholeness. we're honoring all aspects of a client as integral to the whole of who they are. This includes their self-loathing, their judgment, their anger, all of the things, everything is honored as part of the wholeness of who they are. And although this approach is really welcoming and it's really nonviolent, it's also very directive. So from this place of welcoming, we confront the ways in which a client interrupts contact with the present moment, but we do so from a very non-judgmental stance. The way that I work is I'm constantly listening to the thread of spiritual wisdom that's embedded in all aspects of the client. And I see this as the golden thread of interconnectedness, where when honored, the inherent intelligence of the client and the inherent intelligence embedded in each aspect of the client weaves together to create an integrated sense of wholeness. This directiveness also comes forth when we rearrange the therapeutic environment and co-create experiments with our clients. So Gestalt is a very dynamic and creative form of therapy. And if you've been listening to the consultations on this season, you might hear me suggest two chair experiments with a polarity to the therapist who I'm speaking with. And working in a two-chair experiment or any other experiment is really a dynamic way to support the client in disrupting homeostasis. And homeostasis is the rigid pattern that the client is stuck in. And that rigid pattern is an attempt to create balance with the environment, but it's causing the client distress. And so we disrupt that homeostasis and we're supporting the client in finding their way back to what's known as homeoresis, which is a trajectory that is really an expression of who they're becoming, who they're emerging into. In my opinion, the two most important elements to being a transpersonal clinician are, first, being a clear mirror of reflection for our clients, where we meet our clients as they are at the sacred boundary. We're seeing them as clearly as we possibly can, and listening to the client's innate spirituality as the guide for their transformation, where I'm not the expert. I facilitate the session, I see the bigger picture, but I do not insert my ideas, my spiritual dogma, my concepts of what it means to be a human into the session. So clarity of witness and honoring the client's innate wisdom are the two most important aspects to being a transpersonal counselor. Even though spiritual concepts and ideas might be useful for some people, when offered by a clinician, these ideas become an introjected should. And we don't want to become another voice of should for the client that actually prevents the therapeutic container from being a sacred space for the client to rediscover their own truth, their own true nature, their own wisdom. I experience spirituality as a felt sense. And so listening to the somatic sensations of the client really opens up the gateway for the client's innate spirituality to come forth into a session. Sensations are the experience of the boundless energy of life expressing through us. And it's common for a client to resist their sensations because sometimes the sensations were so uncomfortable and an expression of a trauma response. And when those sensations are resisted, the client's vital force is actually thwarted and it lives within them in a way that's very uncomfortable. When our interventions are such that a client learns to be available for their sensations and allow those sensations to move through them to completion, then the client arrives at a more regulated, aware state where they feel deeply connected to their body, deeply connected to themselves, deeply connected to the present moment. Any block to their innate spirituality, so any of these blocks of subtle energy that they feel in their body, actually become the therapeutic entry point. These blocks of energy relate to the blocks in their personality. And so when we work in this way, where we're honoring the mental constructs that are blocking their energy, as well as the inner mind-body process, the way their body is holding those blocks. The session is really full and dynamic and transformative, and clients can process that experience in a very complete and full way. There's a lot of talk in clinical spaces around being client-led. And the most important element of being client-led is knowing what the client wants for themselves. If we don't know what the client really, really wants for themselves, if we don't know what part of their pattern they're ready to transform or what they're wanting to experience within themselves deeply, then any experiment we do, any intervention we offer, is just based on our own assumptions. Listening to a client's desire really invites their spark of will. It invites them to be the leader in their transformation, and it empowers them to learn how to listen to what it is that they really, really want. Because sometimes when we ask a client what they want, what we discover is their distortion around their desire. And so asking a client what they want, if that happens, it gives us an opportunity to see what unresolved, unfinished business lives within their desire so that they can get to their purest form of their spark of will. And this allows their sovereign self, their autonomy, to really guide them, not only in therapy, but in life. They're reconnecting with something really deeply sacred within themselves. And in Gestalt, this is where self-responsibility really lies. The responsibility from a client's sovereign self allows them to respond to life from embodiment, from curiosity, from presence, from a state of regulation and a state of awareness, as opposed to using habitual patterns that are based in unfinished business. And so without ever saying the word spirituality, the session can be a deeply spiritual experience. I never speak about spirituality with my clients, but I'm listening to their intuitive spiritual nature as the guide for their healing. And this is the way that we can honor our clients, deeply honor them, and support them in opening up to themselves more fully, deepening into self-compassion for their own humanity, for their own patterns that have been causing them distress, and offer them a space to rediscover who it is that they truly are. A client who has built a life based on conditioned patterns will likely arrive to therapy feeling really defeated and uncertain and scared and limited and trapped. And so having the space to explore what's true for them, to resolve unfinished business, to feel the somatic expression, to honor their emotions and come back to their tender, wise, beautiful heart is such a gift, not only for them, but for us as clinicians. This is as much of a spiritual experience for us as it is for them. Listening to real-life clinical examples is a wonderful way to increase awareness of how to approach your work from this powerful modality. To listen to the full episode where my guest and I consult about a challenging case, join us on Patreon. This is intended for educational purposes only, and the content here should not be taken as advice or clinical supervision. Find out more at thespirituallyaligned.com. If you want to learn more about the art of transpersonal counseling, check out the Awakened Therapist Signature Course at thespirituallyaligned.com. This is a go-at-your-own-pace course with non-contact recorded webinars, demos, practices, and PDF handouts where you can learn more about spirituality, consciousness, and subtle energy through the lens of Gestalt therapy. To learn more, check out our trainings at thespirituallyaligned.com and receive your course today sent directly to your inbox.